the Sounds of Heartlands podcast. Hello Heartlands, my name is Raynell Francis Manu and I would like to welcome you to our first ever episode of the Sounds of Heartlands podcast. I will be your host, leading you through experiences and conversations with our Heartlands family so that they can not only share their experiences but life insights with us all. I am very excited to welcome our first guest, none other than Mr. Thomas. Welcome and thank you for joining us, Mr. Thomas.
I appreciate it, Raynell. Thank you for inviting me.
It's all right.
It's an honour to be the first guest.
So firstly, could you start off a bit by telling us about your journey at Heartlands High School so far?
Okay, so my journey in Heartlands so far, something that not everyone would actually know. I think a lot of students do know, but I used to come here as a student.
Okay.
I don't know when now. I won't say the year, so then people find out my age. But I used to be here as a student. Now here as an engagement officer.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in my third academic year. And I'm with the year nines.
Okay, so how does that feel like, knowing that you was a student? Like, does it feel different seeing your teachers around? Or
100%, definitely. I feel like at first when I did first join, it was definitely something that I had to get used to.
Yeah.
Working with, you know, the likes of like Mr. Levis, Miss Roberts. Miss Roberts was she used to be my head teacher.
Okay.
When I was here, so. Yeah, when I first joined, it definitely was something, again, that I had to get used to.
Yeah.
But now I'm used to it, of course.
Like you've built different bonds with those teachers now.
Yeah, 100%, 100%. I couldn't imagine myself, if someone told me you're going to be calling, you know, you're going to be working with your old head teacher, deputy head teacher, PE teachers, I'd be like, what are you talking about? That would never happen. I wouldn't believe it. So, yeah, life is definitely... You know, it's definitely turned out weird, but I'm happy though.
Okay,
I'm happy. It's an experience.
Okay, so where did you grow up, and did that affect how you became?
I grew up in North London, Wood Green, like yourself, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah, many other students. Yourself, many other students as well. I grew up in Wood Green. How did it affect me? I feel like, you know. I was even thinking about this earlier. You actually are in control of how your environment controls you. That makes sense, you know. So, Wood Green, as we all know, it's not the best area. It's not the safest area. You know, things do happen. I feel like Wood Green is a lot calmer now. Back when I was in school, I feel like it was a lot more lively. A lot more was going on.
Okay.
But I wasn't naive as a child. I listened to my mum, you know, my dad, my teachers as well. I had sports to also distract me, you know. But also, I just knew, you know, what was the right thing to do, what was the wrong thing to do, you know. I'm definitely grateful for the support system that I had around me.
Okay, that's good. So, when you was a child, what did you want to be?
I wanted to be an athlete, a high jumper. I'm a high jumper, actually.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't really do it anymore because I'm obviously working full time, but I wanted to be a high jumper. I was competing at a high level, a national level as well. I'll quickly explain how that started and how that ended. So I had, you know, competitions, athletics competitions here in secondary school. PE teachers such as Mr. Levis, Miss Mudd, Mr. Greenwood saw a talent in me.
Mm-hmm.
Would always take me out to competitions as well, and you know, they really, really supported me. I wouldn't have gotten to where I got to without those teachers at all. So I did that and left school, and then I went to go carry that on in college. Mm-hmm. And even in university for a little bit as well. But the point is that where it stopped was, you know, I couldn't balance the sports and my academics at the same time, you know, because I was training at such a high level for, you know, an external club plus my college, It was a lot. Plus, I was playing basketball as well. Mm. I couldn't balance that with my academics. You know, the training was too much. It was almost every single day. Mm-hmm. You know, and I started to see my grades kind of decline. You know, my academics started to get affected, and I had to make that sacrifice. You know, what's more important? You know, I could be training. Mm-hmm. You know, be an athlete. You know, and have, you know, abandoned my academics, and I would have gotten injured. What if I got injured? You know, I don't have a backup. So I feel like I definitely wanted to take the safer option, you know, and I dropped the sports, focused on my school, on my and my exams. And yeah, it paid off. It paid off 100%. Okay. Yeah.
So would you say that the Heartlands teachers shaped your confidence?
Yeah, 100%. They've always been there for me. The teachers that are still here. As a child, and even here as an adult in the working place as well. So, yeah, with sports, even when I first joined here, they've always kind of just had my back.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So, what did you do after you left school?
After I left school, I went to college, went to Bond and Southgate to study sports and exercise science. I did that for a year, but again, I was competing at a high level still for a club and for the college as well. So I was doing that a lot of the time as well. And then that's when obviously I started to see how
the challenges
started to kind of occur. And, you know, that's when I had to make changes, you know. So I even left after a year, and then I went to Haringey Sixth Form Centre, where I then went to go on to do further study in that course as well. So I did that. And then COVID happened, actually, not long after. I was working part-time at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
COVID happened. The whole world was at a stop as well. Actually, I was still working. I was working at B&Q.
During COVID,
yeah, because, you know, back when COVID happened, there were shops that were still open that were essential. B&Q was one of them. Yes, I was still working, unfortunately. Yeah, so I did that. And then I went on to university to study radiotherapy and oncology, which is a type of cancer treatment as well. Yes, I've done that. And yeah, after I left uni, I realised that it was something that I didn't want to carry on with.
Okay.
I was working part-time again, but I was also doing volunteer work here at Heartlands, actually. And I'm going to then lead on to how I ended up here. But yeah, I was doing volunteer work here, actually. And I was doing basketball coaching.
Okay.
Yeah. And coincidentally, there was a vacancy for the engagement officer role. Miss Hockley actually came to me and told me about it and asked if I was interested. I then thought, why not? You know, the students that I was interacting with and coaching at the time, you know, they seemed cool. They seemed all right. You know, I was enjoying what I was doing. So yeah, I applied, got the job, and fast forward, now I'm here.
Okay, so would you say like being here doing basketball inspired you to come and work for children? Not work for children, but you know.
Yeah. Because even now, I still do the coaching. I still run the ENN basketball team as well, having huge success with that. I feel like my sporting background has definitely made me want to kind of, you know, allow other young people to also experience what I experienced with sports. You know, because of the support system that I had back in you know, here in Heartlands when I was a child. You know, I was able to unlock my full potential, you know, and I want to be able to, you know, do that for, you know, you guys as well. So, yeah, so even when it comes to the sports, I don't feel like any of that was a waste. I learned a lot. I was able to, you know, gain a lot of experience and, yeah, I use that for you guys. So, 100%.
Okay. So what would you say your best and worst job you've ever done is?
Best job here, I'm not saying that just because I'm still here, but it, you know, honestly, you know, the relationships that I have with, with, you know, the students here, it's something that I will always kind of carry with me, you know. If one day, you know, if I were to ever make the decision to move on or whatever, you know, years and years and years down the line, yeah, I will never forget the experience I've had here. So definitely here. Mm-hmm. The team that I work with, mm-hmm. Everyone really. Yeah, so definitely Heartland's the worst. It's definitely one of those part-time jobs. It's either Sports Direct or B&Q.
Okay.
But I think B&Q or Sports Direct, equally as bad. I think B&Q because I had to work during COVID. Yeah, I wanted to rest. or do something else. Yeah. So I would say those.
Okay. And what advice would you give your 15-year-old self?
Stay true to yourself and don't give up. I feel like even it's a thing with current children as well, current young people, they try too hard to impress other people, you know, impress other friends, and it even gets to the point where it may, you know, because they really, really want that so bad, they then start to kind of lose themselves because they want to change and adjust themselves to kind of make other people happy. And no, it's not worth it. It's not worth it. And I made a mistake of doing that back in the day. Mm. But today, you know, I've realized that, you know, you are who you are.
Yeah.
You know, just stay true to that. And that's true happiness. That will make you happy. Not being fake, you know?
So what advice would you give the young people watching now that are battling with mental health or think that they're not speaking out about?
Do it. Speak out. Honestly, you know, it's something that you wouldn't even know. But even me, as a young child, like, it's never easy. You know, you're growing up. There's a lot of changes going on, you know, with work, friends, schools, you know. You know, you're battling with what's going on around you in the environment, plus battling with whatever's going on with yourself as well. It's a lot, you know. So just talk to someone, you know. You have friends, you have parents, you have your teachers here in school. It can be really, really hard, but honestly, you can do it. It will help. It will help.
So what advice would you give to allowing a young person to find out what their support system is and who they trust?
So one more time.
What advice would you give to young people that feel like they don't have a support system? How would you give them advice into trying to find a support system?
I feel like there's no way that someone has someone. There's no way that someone has no one to talk to you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have your parents. You have teachers. Teachers, 100%. You know, not doesn't. We're here as teachers because, you know, we care about you guys. You know, we love working with you guys. You know, we care about your development, your health, you know. If for some reason you have no one else to talk to at home or friends, you can talk to a trusted adult here in school. And again, it will be hard at times. Sometimes you don't want to do it, but you can, you know, just give it a go and you know, you'll get the help that you need.
Okay. Great advice. So what's the best thing about Heartlands?
I think the students.
The students?
Yeah.
It's us.
Yeah, man, it's you guys, honestly, you know. That's why I get up in the morning and come in. You know, it's definitely not one of those jobs where you wake up in the morning, early morning, 7 a.m. and dread having to come in, you know. The times where I'm really, really tired, but, you know, I know that I'm here for you guys. I'm going to see you guys. You know, I'm doing a job that is really, really helping you guys out, you know.
Okay.
So, yeah, see you guys. You know, it makes me happy.
That's good. So, if you could invite one person, dead or alive, to have school dinners with you at Heartlands, who would it be and why?
I think my brother, you know.
Your brother?
Yeah, my twin brother. I'm a twin.
Aww.
Yeah, I think so. The reason why is because, just for old time's sake.
Oh,
because
you guys used to come
together. Yeah, we used to come in together. We used to have school dinners together all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And just the fact that, you know, we've left, it's not technically going to ever happen again. If I had the chance, I would do it just for, nostalgia.
Okay.
So.
So I would like to thank you for coming on today and being part of our podcast. And
thank
I
you.
Hope that you enjoyed yourself and that this podcast can encourage the people that have seen it. And so to sign off today, I would say that my thought of the week is to never forget that all storms will clear and that there is always joy on the other side. This is Raynell signing off. Until next time.